The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's a great Friday morning here in the Valley, which means we're kicking off another weekend of stand-up comedy at the Tempe Improv. And this week, we have none other than Jesus Trejo with us. What up, dog?
Yeah, what's up, man? Thank you so much for having me. This is really cool to be here in the studio.
Bro, pleasure to have you out in Arizona, man. Are you out here frequently, right?
Yeah, I'm actually out here quite a bit. Last time I was here, I remember I passed out at night because the weather
What do you mean passed out at night?
I mean, when I say dehydrated, I was dehydrated, homie. Like, I was... Like,
what were you doing? Were you hiking or what were you doing, dude?
No, it was after the show. I remember going to grab a drink. I probably took two sips out of my drink. And then I remember just waking up to handsome paramedics and firemen around me. And I'm like, all right. But it's hot, man. This was at 1:30 in the morning and it was hot.
Yeah,
and I was wearing my beanie.
The weather or the paramedics? What are we doing here?
They were both hot. Yeah. It was so hot, man. And yeah, it's like I had my beanie on. I'm like, maybe that was it. I still don't know what it was.
Yeah. If you are a hot paramedic out there, or you feel you're a hot paramedic, we want you to be at the Tempe Improv tonight. You are welcome.
Yeah, we need you on standby, you guys.
Man. It's funny as hell. But you're here right now. Perfect weather. It's not too hot yet. A lot of stuff going on here in the Valley. Also, a lot of stuff going on in your life. You got a lot of motion, brother. What's this whole, like, kids book that you're behind and everything going on with that?
Man, I'm so excited. So, you know, writing kids books is something I've always wanted to do. And it's, like, a big passion of mine. I mean, finally, we were able to get it out. So, last June, I had my first children's book come out. It's called Papa's Magical Water Jug Clock, and it talks about me, my upbringing. My dad was a jardinero, and I grew up mowing lawns with my dad, and it's based on...
For us no sabo kids, what, break that down. Your dad
jardinero,
do...
a landscaper, gardener, what other synonyms do we got? He cuts the grass.
I bet, hell yeah.
Yeah, so I grew up working with my dad, and it's based on an inside joke. So my dad would tell me that he could tell what time it was based on how much water was in this jug, and as a kid, I'm like, man, that's amazing. So he would say, when the water's gone, that's how I know it's time to go home. And I used to waste water as a kid just to go home early. So it's based on that story. You can go get it now. And also this year we got the Poro Belpre Award, which is like one of the highest honors that you can get in Latino literature.
Oh, man.
So it's awarded to one author, one illustrator. And this is what's crazy. We got two honors, one for author and one for illustrator. So shout out to Eliza Kinks, Tejana. We were able to really make some waves with our first title.
That's beautiful, man. And for the people, it's out now, right?
Correct. Yeah, it's out now. You can go get it on Amazon or wherever you buy books. It's there. And book number two comes out September 10th, so look out.
Hell yeah. And, bro, what lessons did you learn working? What's the biggest lesson you think you learned working with your dad, you know, throughout your childhood in his landscaping business?
The biggest one is go to the restroom early because there is nowhere to go. And sometimes, like, nature calls and you got to go do your thing. So.
Yeah.
Somebody's rose garden and you're like, man, these roses are great. It's like, hey, that's a one-time deal, lady.
It is what it is. Yo, bro, did your father ever have to, like, fire you? Did you ever have any of those interesting conversations?
The company party sucked. I tell you that. Just me and my dad. You know what? It's so funny. Like, I don't know if you've worked with a family member, like, in a family business, but it's tough.
Yeah.
It's full of tension. And, like, my father and I working together, it's so funny. Like, he used to tell me that I was lazy, and if I was a transformer, I'd be a futon. You know? It's like, who writes that on a birthday card? It's like, Dad, come on, man. And you know what's funny? Like, growing up, I had a massive dog phobia.
You stupid futon, you son of a... That one, all right, that's going to sit with me for a while, but okay. Yeah. You had a dog phobia, you said?
Yeah, I had a dog phobia, and when you're a gardener, a jardinero, you know, when you're out there landscaping, you notice that every home that you service has a dog.
Yeah.
And my dad was not afraid of dogs. I was. And I got attacked when I was 10 years old. To this day, bro. My dad thinks it's the funniest thing ever. He's like, remember when you got attacked by a dog, man? I was like, I wouldn't say with that joy, but yeah, I do remember.
Yeah.
And he always goes, man, your face, man, the face you were making when he was biting you was funny, man. Like, great. He used to wake me up for school as a kid after that, like 7 a.m. He'd go in my room, grab my knee and go, I'm like, that's why, like, I went to bed. You know that, right?
Stop, fool.
Yeah.
As soon as Trejo, two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night, bro. Damn,
dog. Like, I never woke him up with his fears like, IRS. You know? I don't know why he would do that to me. I love my dad. Shout out to my dad, man.
Do you love dogs now? Are you good with dogs?
I'm good with dogs now. I'm the dog person that I hate it.
Oh, no. Are your dog your children?
Yes.
No, it's so.
Well, there's something really interesting about my dog. I have we think it's a friendship, but it's not a friendship. It's mixed with all kinds of stuff. It's like any word you could use to describe that dog, you could use to describe me. It's like chunky, likes to sleep. Also, we have the same dental records. Like our teeth are messed up. Yeah, my dad would say that my bottom teeth look like downtown LA from
okay.
far away.
Hey, yo. Before we bring up the traumas of your father, what's your dog's name, bro?
Churro.
Shout out Churro. Hey, yeah. The most LA Latino dog name ever, bro.
Churro. Brown dog with a cinnamon strip on his back. That's Churro.
There you right go, brother. I recently just rehomed my dog, and I was
really?
Yeah.
What kind of dog did you have?
It was a pound puppy. I adopted him, so he was half pit bull, half red heeler mix.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, bro, I just rehomed him. So that was actually an interesting process.
That's got to be hard, yeah?
It was when I didn't know where I was going to take him. Ooh. And then my friend who stepped up to, she's like, I need a dog to kind of house it when I'm at work. Her house is nice as hell. She has a way better job than I do. So my dog, in the grand scheme of it, he really leveled up. And he's living a way better life now, dog.
He's calling, hey, don't be sad. I like it. I really like it. Do you know what? It's two letters. I forget how to pronounce it. AC. They have AC here. It's like, no way. No, I'm happy for you, bro.
He's like, yeah, you're pursuing that little dream of yours. Keep doing it, bud. Yeah. Yeah. And Suze, man, you also got a special emotion too, right, Greg?
Yes. No, I have a special that came out. We were able to promote it on the Tonight Show. All great stuff. It's called Practice, and you can see it for free right now on YouTube. Self-produced. I put it out there, and we were able to secure distribution, which you're able to listen to it on different radio stations, that kind of thing. You could buy it pretty soon through LOL, Kevin Hart's company.
Oh, but, amazing.
I put it out myself. You can see it right now for free on YouTube. It's called Practicing, so go check it out. I work really hard on it. Big shout out to Cheeto Taffy. He helped me, edit it, direct it.
And was that produced in Los Angeles as well?
Yeah, it was at the Hollywood Improv, the lab, which is a little room. So it's 40 people solid. Yeah, I mean, you can hear all 40 laughs in there for sure.
Was your father in attendance?
Yes, he was. Oh man, this is great. So So he's in attendance. I'm happy to have him there. Apparently on the first show, I did not pick up on this because I'm like laser focused, but his phone went off. Not only did it went off, he took the call. And they sent me one of the cuts and one of the microphones. He's by one of the microphones, and you hear the phone go off. It rings once. Like, he was waiting for this phone call. It's not like he's like, hey, let me step outside. I'm going to get a phone call. It rings once. He goes, hello? Bro, you can't make that up.
In the middle of everything.
In the middle of the special, and I think somebody snatched the phone out of his hand, and he's like, what's your problem? And then they're like, come here, let me tell you what my problem is. Your son is recording a special in front of 40 people. This is really important.
Hey, I bet you in his eyes, you're still the homie who's helping him landscape and helping with the garden and everything like that.
And that's what great. I think a parent will always see you with those eyes of like, you know what? That's my son. It's like, there's no whatever, that's my son. I don't think he's funny. Like, his teeth are weird. He's bald. Tell him about it.
Are you still, are you still doing everything with First Week Feast? You were doing a taco reviews for a while. Is that still happening?
Yeah, we were doing a First Week Feast. We did three seasons of that. It was awesome. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we get to do another season. We haven't done it. There were some changes over at First Week Feast, and BuzzFeed is part of the mix now too, which is great. So hopefully this year we
have something. Who don't know the segment you hosted, what was the name of it?
Tacos con Todo.
Yeah.
So it was a web series. You can check it out now. Six episodes per season, three seasons. And we would just go out, have tacos, and sit down with different comedians. And we had everybody on there. And hopefully we can continue doing that.
Bro, have you experienced a good taco here in Phoenix, Arizona?
No, I have not. If you have any ideas.
I'm not going to say it on the radio right now.
You're not going to say it?
That might cause a civil war
here. Okay, write it on a piece of paper and show me.
Let's slide it to you.
Taco Bell, nah, bro. Nah, all right.
Sorry, bro. That was the Latinx in me. I apologize.
Remember, we got two shows Friday, two shows Saturday. That's my time. Thank you guys so much.
No Taco Bell. I promise you that.
yeah, there's some good spots out here, I heard.
Yeah, no, there's a lot. My favorite spot actually just burnt down. It was on the south side, 16th Street. So I will get you another spot. Yeah, okay. Dude. Yeah, that was that. That got grim.
Okay, here's my question. Green sauce or red sauce?
I'm a green sauce guy.
Really?
I think the red sauce, better in the morning, but overall green sauce. And yourself, though?
For me, I'm a green sauce kind of guy, and if I don't have nothing to do the next day, I go red sauce. You know what I mean? Because that takes some time in the morning.
Now, on your series, too, bro, you also take out like celebrities that try tacos as well, too, right? What celebrity had the biggest like taco surprise during your segment that kind of stood out to you? I guess somebody's selection of tacos or somebody you're like, whoa, this fool likes it like that.
You know what was really cool that he was open to it? So Mark Maron, I was able to take Mark Maron to go try birria, which translation... Bizia, you call it the same in English. So, you know, we had been doing the show for two seasons, and then, you know, one of the producers was like, hey, you should ask Mark Maron to come out on the show. I'm like, I'm not gonna ask him. It's like, you know, it's like, there's no way. So I guess they reached out to him, and I saw him at the Comedy Store in the parking lot. He goes, hey, I think I'm gonna do your show. I said, I'm like, oh man. I was like, it caught me off guard. He goes, just take me to the best spot.
Ooh.
The best spot in town. I'm like, all right, best spot. So cut to us in an alley in Boyle Heights, and it's Bizia, and he goes, where are we? I said, you said the best spot. He's like, in an alley? I'm like, hear me out. This is the best Bizia Jalisco style.
I've only heard this bowling. How do you say it? Boyle Heights?
Boyle Heights?
I've only heard about this in rap songs.
Oh, no.
I've heard about this place. It gives, here in Arizona, it gives like how the 27th Ave and Indian School vibes is what
see,
I'm picking
I see,
up.
I don't know what that is.
See, yeah. So I feel like it's, how would you describe that neighborhood to anybody from the outside?
I think, you know, Boyle Heights, it's like in this part of LA. There's a lot of raza. There's a, I think right now, it's going through this like a renaissance of like, there's a lot of food trucks there.
A lot of
taco trucks. So it's like they're having their moment right now. So if you go down there, there's so many, like there's like Birria Jalisco. Birria Jalisco for one. Mariscos Jalisco is another one. Birria La Unica. There's so many great spots there that you literally cannot miss. And you can like taco hop all the way down.
Now, when you take Mark there, is this the setup that it's going on there? Is it nice and all these taco trucks and everything?
So this is in between a denim factory, and you go in there. So like what we wanted to do in this episode is kind of highlight somebody who started in kind of this garage area, because Mark Maron started his podcast in his garage. So we wanted to kind of find this storyline of like, much like you, when you started WTF podcast, it started in a garage.
And now it's here.
Now, like, they're doing the same thing, but we're able to witness their journey at the garage stage, and they would sell out every Saturday. So we went there, and it's the most amazing. I mean, it's a family business, you know. So it's like the dad, you know, the mom, the daughters there, the kids. They're all working, and it was such a great experience. And he was down to it was. According to him, it was his first time trying goat meat.
Oh,
and he goes, it's interesting. Go out, watch the episode, Tacos con Todo, Mark Maron episode. He goes, what is this? I'm like, that's vertebrae. He goes, are you supposed to eat it? I'm like, you're supposed to. He goes, all right. And he tried it. I'm like, what do you think? He goes, it's okay. He was very respectful. It was such an amazing episode. It was just really cool to bring somebody like Mark Maron. I mean, legend, you know, and take him to this spot and have him experience that thing that you're like, this is my mom's culture. She's from Jalisco. So it's like, this is a big deal. They only made this for like a celebration, like a wedding or a birthday, you know, this kind of thing. So it was really cool to see him.
Yeah, man, that's a crossover of cultures, and it's a clashing of, you know, just people getting to know each other and where they're from and everything like that too. And yeah, anytime you try vertebrae for the first time, it's a wild.
It's there. Like, yeah.
That's always a wild experience.
Gabriel Iglesias, that episode was really special because it turns out that we both would go to the same taco spot growing up. So I grew up on Fifth and Magnolia, and he grew up, I mean, pretty dang close, like next street over from Magnolia. And we apparently, in two different timelines, we would go to the same taco spot.
Damn.
And it's at Taco Loco there in Long Beach on Magnolia. And for me, that was a big deal, because I'd go, you know, mow lawns with my dad. And at night on the way home, my dad was like, all right, this is the deal. you work all day with me. I pay you $30 a day, and then we'll go at Taco Loco when we come home, and you can order as many tacos as you can eat. So I would swing for the fences.
Yeah, bro, that sounds like a good deal right now.
Yeah, right. I wonder if he's hiring. So. Better than this comedy thing.
Too close to home.
Two shows Friday. Two shows Saturday.
Tickets, you get your own tacos now. Though.
Yeah, that's right. Bring some tacos to the show.
Man, Susan, now, so we got the special out, the book in motion. Anything else you want your fans to know out there too as well, bro?
To check out my social media, I put up videos on my Instagram and my TikTok. So JesusTrejo.com, and you'll find links to all my socials there. Go check it out. Book number 2, September 10th, is coming out. Mama's Magnificent Dancing Plantita. So it's to honor my late mother. So second book on the way. And thank you for always showing me love, man.
Of course, brother.
The last time we connected was during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Here back, back in Arizona, and we're in the studio. So thank you so much.
Love, thank you for having me here.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.